Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Witched, Jinxed, Book 3. Written by Rebecca McRitchie and Sharon O'Connor and read by Eloise Oxer. Chapter 1. A pop of magic echoed in the woods. The sound bounced from tree to tree as a girl with one eye and two plump, hairy fairies landed ungracefully on the ground. Cora looked around. The sun was setting, so the trees were dark, but she recognised the tall, gnarled trunks and twisted branches. The oak wood. Cora peered down at the elderly woman in her arms. "Dot," she tried. The woman stirred, but her eyes remained closed. "This way," said Tick. The fairies threw off their wings and flew ahead, leading the way along a stream and towards a squat, round house. Cora followed, Scratch the cat at her heels. The last time they had been in the oak wood, Cora had needed help with her magic. She had discovered not long ago that she was a siphon, a magical being who could absorb magic from others. When Cora had struggled to control her new magic, Belle the Hobgoblin had shown her how. Cora hoped Belle would be able to help her once more. Using the strength magic that she had absorbed from a large creature called a jinx, Cora carried her adoptive guardian along the stream and up the hill. Pain pulsed through Cora's shoulder and right down her arm from where she had been thrown to the ground in her fight with Cade. She ignored the sharp ache. Tick's brother, Tok, fluttered next to Cora, holding onto Dot's feet. Worry lines creased the fairy's face as he glanced down at Dot. When they reached the house at the top of the stream, Tick urgently rapped his small, hairy knuckles on the orange door. They waited for the short woman with green skin and dark hair to appear from behind the door. Seconds passed, and there was no answer. Tick knocked again. "Belle!" he called out, knocking some more. Cora looked down at Dot. She hoped the hobgoblin would be able to help Dot. Cora felt her fingers clench at the memory of what had happened to her, of who had hurt Dot. They had finally found the hidden city of Tinth, the place where her siphon family had lived, where she once lived. It was the sanctuary and home for all siphons. But waiting for her there wasn't the family she had been expecting. A siphon named Cade had been searching for her. He had not only destroyed the hidden city, but also all of the siphons who had lived in it. All of them, except for her, her parents, and... "Belle!" yelled Tok at the door. He let go of Dot's feet and banged his two fists on the orange wood. "We need your help!" "What if she isn't home?" asked Tick. Cora pushed her chaotic whirl of thoughts aside and focused on the injured woman in her arms. Dot had looked after Cora for the past 5 years. She was her guardian, her friend. Dot was... everything to Cora.